Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I've entitled this morning's message, I Can Hear Clearly Now. I believe you brought to my attention a year ago today, Bishop Trout was here, and he preached a message, I Can See Clearly Now. And so I that was out of sight, out of mind. I could only remember what I did yesterday, let alone a year ago. But he had it written down, and so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John 14, 26 through 28. The reason why God gave me this message is because clearly God has did something so unique in his creation. Did you know that we humans are his highest created creatures on this earth that separates us from the animal world? He gave mankind a soul. He gave us a mind to reason and to communicate. But he also gave us the ability to hear his voice. Because God wants to speak to us. But we're going to see in this study this morning, scripturally, biblically based on how we are to hear his voice. But we're also going to look at the obstacles that the enemy will provide all by himself to block the voice of God in your life. Amen. And if he can do what he does best is to get you distracted and off course, he's done his job. You see, we're looking for God to just, with a blowhorn from heaven, hey, Pastor Fee! We want to hear the thunder. We want to hear the voice. Yeah, you know what? I'm here to let you know he's in the still voice. So, let's go to the Word of God. And it reads, John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The greatest entity, the greatest object, the greatest thing that plagues mankind is fear. And so this is why God told us to have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and we'll be able to move that mountain. So what is the opposite? What is the opposite of fear? Faith. Faith. Let's go to the next verse. Look at this. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is what? Greater than I. Praise God. And so in the midst of our generation, we have what's called instant communication. We're in the information age. Generation Z, I don't know what that means. We got entertainment. There's over 1,000 channels now, where before, when I was growing up, there was 6, 8, and 10. And we had rabbit ears with foil on them. Wait, just stand right there. And hold it. Okay, some of you didn't grow up like we did. You remember? But my question is anyone listening to God? God wants to communicate with us. Say that with me. God wants to communicate with us and has been speaking over since creation. God's been speaking to mankind 6,000 years ago since the garden. In the Old Testament, he spoke through the prophets. In the New Testament, guess what? He spoke through his son. What does that say, Pastor Fee? It says in the Word of God right up here. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews 1 through 2. God, at various times and various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Can I get amen? Amen. Has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Jesus is now speaking, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are an heir of Christ. And if you know anything about a living trust, there's always an appointed heir to a will, okay? You know, and when there is a meeting, when someone has passed, all the heirs show up. Oh, I deserve this and I deserve that. So someone gets the house, someone gets the bank account. That one got a 10-speed. You see, saints, God continues communicating now through us, through the Holy Spirit, as a born-again child of God. See, the Bible says you must be born again. If you're born again, the Spirit of God now dwells in you, and you will hear God's voice because he's constantly speaking to us 24/7. Aren't you so blessed that he chose you and you and you and you to speak to you? That he is the Spirit of the living God? He's alive. Jesus is alive. Look what it says here in John. Look at this. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, capital S, Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into what? All truth. For look at this. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. How does he tell you? Because he speaks to us. But here's a question. Are we listening? Are we listening to him? Praise God. You see, saints, the issue is not whether God is speaking. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening? So, look at this statement right up here. Our ears are turned to whatever holds our hearts and minds. So, whatever's caught your fancy, you will hear that right away. Is it a sitcom? Is it your children, your grandchildren, your spouse? There's nothing wrong with those things. Those are beautiful things. Those are wonderful things to spend that time with them. But when you're focused with them, you don't hear nothing else. You just want that alone time, right? But there are other things in our life where God is saying, I need to speak to you, daughter. I need to speak to you, son. You see, if this world is our main focus, we'll hear its messages. However, if our hearts are set on Christ, we'll take time to quietly listen for his guidance, discernment, and instruction. Because he wants to instruct us. Listen, we're saved, but like Paul said, there's nothing good that lives in this flesh. Did you know this flesh has its own mind? It wants to do things opposite of what God wants to do. That's why Paul said, there's a war in my members now. He never knew that before until he got saved. Because he had a Burger King life before he got saved. Having it my way. And he did whatever he wanted. And at that time, he was killing the Christians, thinking that he was doing God a favor. But when Revelation came, when God had to knock him off his beast, like he did us, he got our attention, didn't he? But here's the thing. Even there's some Christians that have really never truly discerned the voice of God. So let's look at this. What are the primary reasons people don't listen to God? So I'm hoping that this message will help you, will give you insight through God's word, inspire you to, you know what? We need that quiet time with him because God will speak. God will speak. And sometimes he will speak loud and clearly. And so, number one, they don't have a relationship with him. Oh, just imagine this beautiful couple that's sitting right here in the front. Just imagine if they never spoke to each other during the day or even in the night. That's not a healthy relationship, would it? It would be a Marvin Gaye song, Distant Lover. No, it would be, wouldn't it? I love you, but you're distant. No, it's quite opposite. We need to have relationship. Can I get an amen? We need to interact with each other on a daily basis. Your children, your husband, your spouse, your wife, on your job. That's part of life, but God wants the same from you. He wants the same from us. And did you know that he's a jealous God? The Bible says, I'm a jealous God. So if you're not spending time with him, he'll learn how to rock your world so that you can take time out. You know how those of you raising children, hey, you need to take a time out right now. And listen to me. And so that's part of it right there. And although the Lord calls everyone to salvation, those who reject his offer will find out that they cannot even hear his voice. They can't hear his voice. And that's why many of them will not be saved. Did you know that not every person that comes on this earth will be saved? Count your blessings that you heard his voice and you got saved. Can I get an amen? And don't stop praying for your loved ones, your brother, your sister, some of you that still have living parents or even grandparents. Some of you have children that are already at the age of accountability and they have nothing to do with God. You need to get on your knees and say, oh, God, give them ears to hear. Give them eyes to see. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a heart of repentance. When you're down on your knees crying out for them, hallelujah, God will send an angel, hallelujah, and rock their world. People were praying for me. And I thank God. I can recall the first person that ever prayed for me was my grandmother. She put that seed of hope in me as a child. And as I grew, it didn't come back void. And others came alongside and watered that seed. Paul said, I plant and I water, but only God can give the increase. So that's our job, is to plant in the water. Look what it says in the book of Romans. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. They all have turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. You know, God spoke to me about this. Did you know you cannot come to God on your own strength, on your own merit? Go back to your BC years. Just go back for a moment before you got saved. You were out there doing your thing. Can I get amen? People would come and witness to you, share with you, I'm glad you found God. That's good for you. And they would just pawn that off on you, right? That's not for me. I get it. We get it. We've been there, done that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so, but when God comes and just touches you, the Bible says he quickens you. He's the one that makes you come alive. You see, when we come into this planet, when we come into this earth, as soon as we're thrust out of our mother's womb, we're already walking on death row. We're dead men walking. Did you know that? We're physically alive, but we're spiritually dead. Until Jesus comes, quickens us, gives us the mind to be saved, gives us the heart to repent. Then we cry out, oh God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. It's because he's the one that touches your life to come to him. This is why he needs to have all the glory. Oh yeah, I got saved so-and-so and I came to an altar. Yeah, now, yeah, it was just you. No, God drew you. And his mercy and his grace. It's called the providence of God. He saw your life played out already. He knew the time that he was going to touch you and you were going to come to him. Some of you came running. Can I get an amen? Some of you came to the altar, you dropped on your knees, and there was a bucket of tears. Some of you didn't even get saved inside of a church. I got saved in front of a fence at a junior high school called Horizon Christian Fellowship. A custodian led me to the Lord at 9 o'clock at night with crystal methane in my sock and instantly delivered. Hallelujah. You know, it was years later that I ran into John Latta and found out it was him, because we became friends. We went to Israel together, and I didn't even know that was the custodian that led me to the Lord. I used to tell God, if I never see that man that led me to the Lord, would you show him to me in heaven? And yet, he was there the whole time. He was attending Horizon, and that's where I got saved. But then later on, he shifted and went to Mission Valley where I started attending. And we were there the whole time not knowing that he was a custodian. Pastor Leo gave a testimony. He goes, hey, I want three people to come up and testify. You, and you. And Fee, come up here. I want you to tell you. So I started sharing my testimony. And the security guards say, they're giving testimony. Let's go in. We were at the Hotel Cinema Theater where the first Star Wars was shown in Fashion Valley. You remember that? We were renting from there. 1,000-seat capacity. And they all came in. I shared my testimony. Later on, I got a call at home, and it said Renee Latta. That was John's wife. And I thought she was confirming, because every time we go to Israel, we have a housewarming party after. And we have food, and we talk about the trip we had. And I go, hey, sister. Yeah, it's still on over here. He goes, no, Fee, this is John. Oh, John, hey, how you doing? He goes, I almost ran and tackled you on the stage when you were giving your testimony. I go, man, did it move you that much? He goes, you don't understand. I was the custodian that led you to the Lord. I had a weeping moment right there, and we cried. We cried for 10 minutes. And then he told me his side of the story, because I always share mine. He goes, when I was leading you to Christ, He goes, I saw with my own eyes, as soon as you asked Jesus to come out, come into your heart, you were lifted from the ground at least 5 feet. And that's why his eyes went like this. They became saucers. And I was going, what's wrong with him? The Holy Spirit actually lifted me from the ground. And I was immediately delivered. I went home and I took the bags of crystal meth, poured them into a big bag, flushed it. I was done with it. I was done with everything. And that same week, I had to go buy a Bible. That Sunday, I was at Horizon. Only spent one Sunday there under Mike McIntosh, who was the senior pastor there. And I'll never forget. He said, turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians. And I said, oh my gosh, there's Filipinos in the Bible. I said, I hope they have the book of Mexico because my mom's Mexican. 34 years ago, I would have never dreamed of pastoring this church. But it's all about hearing God's voice. Can I get an amen? God has a mighty plan for each and every one of you. But are you listening to his voice? Hallelujah. You got to listen to his voice because his plan is better than ours. Can I get an amen? It's much better than ours. Praise God. Look at this. Number two, many people don't expect the Lord to speak to them. But this would be inconsistent with his character since he desires to guide his children throughout their lives. His desire is to guide you, lead you in that path of righteousness. Look what it says in 1 John right up here. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. He was the substitute. Hallelujah. Look at number three. The messages of the world drown out God's voice. Instead of being concerned about all the things of this world, believers should seek with their whole heart to know what is going on in God's mind and what he wants their lives to accomplish. You ever sought God before you did anything? Some of you maybe are applying here, applying there. Maybe you were let go or laid off and you're applying. Had it occurred to you that if you go to God and say, God, where's the place you want me next? And wait on him. God will do what? He'll do the miraculous, won't he? Oh, that's right. Look what it says right up here. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? I have scripture to back up everything I'm saying here. Because without the word, then it's just me here just babbling. But look at this. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But say this with me. But we have the mind of Christ. Can I get an amen? As a born-again believer, we have now the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, he will lead us and guide us to all things, to all truth. He won't lead us to error. He won't lead us to a ditch. He won't allow us to fall. He will keep us by his mighty right hand. Hallelujah. You got to know he's with us. He's for us. He's not against us. He came to die for us. So if he came to die for us, his whole mind is to bless your life as we wait for his return. Praise God. Praise God. But look at this. They don't think he has ever spoken to them. If you think that God has never spoken, we're wrong. He has. Guess what? Did you know that he spoke to you this morning about, hey, I'm coming to church? And I'm going to get ready and I'm going to go. He spoke to you. Why? Because he loves you. He wants to further remind you on how good he is. He wanted you to listen to the beautiful worship. And he wanted to instill in you his word so that you would further grow in the grace and knowledge and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. You see, some people think that God never speaks. Oh, yeah? What does God's word say about that? When Jesus told his disciples, guess what? Ask yourself this question. Aren't we disciples of Christ? So if he spoke to his disciples that were present, he is speaking to the disciples that were in the future. Because we are the disciples of Christ. Can I get amen? So let's confirm this in the word. Look at this. In John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice. Turn to your neighbor and go, bah, bah. And if I were to interpret that, bah, hurry up, preacher, I'm hungry. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them.
Yes.
This is personal. I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah. We're following Christ. We're not following a man. We're not following an organization. We're not following a church. We're following Jesus. And I give them eternal life. No pastor, no church, no organization can give you eternal life. Only Jesus can. And they shall what? Okay, this is going to rock some of the theologians, you know, who's listening to this. Because, you know, there's the Calvinistic camp, and then there's the Arminian camp. The Arminians believe you can lose your salvation. Oh, really? And then there's some that say, you know what? Wait a minute. We're sealed until the day of redemption. God already knew the junk that was in our trunk when he saved us. Can I get amen? And some of us still haven't got rid of the junk. But he still loves you. You're still his. Hey, just put a sign on your forehead. Work in progress. We're work in progress, aren't we? Listen, there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. Can I get amen? We're all equal at the cross. Yeah, I've been walking 34, maybe you 2 years. We're the same at the cross. I've just been on the road a little longer. That's about it. But I've seen some young whippersnappers outmaneuver us. And teaching, preaching, they're going out there sharing, they're going out there witnessing, hallelujah. It's like, you know when I see them, Lord, help, keep them on fire. Keep them on fire. Because I know the fire will simmer one day, but keep them on fire. Accomplish what you're going to do in their life. Be thankful for them. And look at this, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Listen, I need you to look at this. All of us are in his hand. So he's saying this, what man, what woman, what devil can take any of you out of my hand? Listen. Mankind has only been to the moon. But we watch programs like Star Trek and all that where we're going zipping through galaxies. Listen, there's three heavens that Paul wrote in his word. The first heaven is this atmosphere we live in. The second one is past the atmosphere, and that's the stars, the galaxies, the solar systems, the moons, the all that, the planets. And then beyond that, well, let me just talk about that second heaven where the stars are. You cannot count them. Your calculator would break down. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of miles of light years away, which is beyond our comprehension. And then beyond that is where God lives in the third heaven. So who can actually get to that third heaven and snatch you out of his hand? Let me just set the record straight. We're going to fall short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none perfect, no, not one. But I'm here to let you know that if we do sin, we have an advocate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And all we have to do is confess our sin. He is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins and forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, we didn't have that as an unbeliever, but as a believer, we have Christ. He placed that for us to continue on this earth while we await for his return. So he knows the good, the bad, and the ugly. But here's the thing about this. When you have a true relationship with him, you will start learning how to honor him, how to love him. And then the things he doesn't want you to do no more, he'll change your heart not to want those things anymore because you have a relationship with him. You love him. You don't want to disappoint him. You know, there's do's and don'ts. And if you're looking at it like, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I can't do that. Well, guess what? You won't be able to because you're looking at it as a heavy burden. You're looking at it as a yoke on you. Flip that. Flip the script on that. Turn another switch on and say, you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that he wants to strengthen you in all aspects of your life? There's some things in your life, guess what, where it doesn't affect me, but it may affect you and vice versa. So we're not all cut out in the same cookie cutter. And I get it. Some of us he kept in the oven too long. I get it. Hey, we can have fun up here, right? Listen, because God has said his children hear his voice. Let's look at this. Their minds are closed to his voice. There's some people, their minds are closed. And where do you find that? In Scripture. In Scripture. Look at this. In the book of Acts. Look at that. Acts 28:25. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed. These are the apostles. After Paul had said, he had said one word, the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our father, saying, go to this people and saying, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. See, God already said they won't hear. This is why they wanted to stone the prophets. They wanted to kill the prophets. Why? Because when they were confronted with truth, don't come up with that. And they had stones already to throw at them. But they, by faith, still came to proclaim the gospel. Can I get an amen? Look at this. Look at this. It says, For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn so that I should heal them. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. You want to be healed? Listen to what God is saying. You know, we look at We look at God like the genie in the Bible, in the bottle. Let me just, I'm hurting right now. And God is speaking. Why are you eating that ice cream every night? Did I just tattletale on me? That's how you got your kidney stone. Hey, listen, I'd rather put me on blast than you, okay? Let me talk about myself. Let me be the tail on the donkey so you could just keep poking me, okay? Look at this. Their ears were closed. And so you all heard me say last week, that affliction that I went through, I call it the blessed affliction. You know why? Because if I was not afflicted, I would have kept going and doing the same thing. And I would have been a ticking time bomb. And it's but the grace of God. It's only but the grace of God. He kept me alive to keep going, to understand that God is good. But look at this right up here. People are just too busy. I ain't got time, God. I ain't got time. I ain't got time. I ain't got time. My sister-in-law, we celebrated her 60th birthday party yesterday. And I was talking to my brother, and all he kept telling me was, man, I don't got time for a lot of things. I'm working almost 12-hour days, Monday through Saturday. And I said, you're going to have a breakdown, bro. You need to take some of that time off. He's consumed. He's too busy. People that I've known, and I know who they are, I won't say anything because I've known them. Their whole life is about their job. I got to be there. I got to be there. And then when that job's taken away, they drop dead. Because something radically has changed. Their pattern has been broken. And instead of you know, getting ready to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go, there's no place to go. And it throws them into a tailspin. And the next day, I'm called to do a celebration of life service. And I've done so many that have the same similar story. They were workaholics. He never has time for his soulmate, let alone God. Just too busy. If Christians don't spend time with the Lord, their ears won't be turned to his voice. Look what Jesus said in the book of Luke. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. So I'm going to back everything I'm saying here.
That's right.
Okay?
Word.
Jesus is saying the cares of this life and that day come on you unexpectedly. Meaning that person who drops dead, then God's going to say, your soul today was acquired to stand before me now. For it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. It got quiet all of a sudden. Guess what? I'm trembling too. He said, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Every one of us is going to stand before God. Hallelujah. And give an account. No one's going to be there. Guess what? You're going to stand alone. You're going to look to the left and right and behind you. No one's there but you. And you're going to have to give an account. Some I have shared, hey, you need to get baptized, man. You need to give your life to Christ. Well, why are you waiting? He may come. Why not surrender? But I don't know. Okay, well, then that day is going to come upon you. It's going to come out of nowhere. I didn't ask for that kidney stone to come up. But let me tell you, when I got attacked, it was like a lady having a labor pain. I remember when I brought those stones to my urologist and they were clacking in the jar. And she goes, congratulations, is it a boy or a girl? You know, she had to make fun out of it, right? I let her out. You know, yeah. Number seven, they may fear his message. That's why people turn on. They're afraid. I'll tell you, one of the things that people don't want to hear today, especially in the culture that we live in, there are people that get together that are unequally yoked because they didn't wait on God. There's some precious saints of God who are single. They're serving God. They love God. And then they watch families walk in. And they go, I want that too, God. I want that too, God. And it's not happening just right now. So they step out of the will of God and they go looking for an uncircumcised Philistine. And now, double trouble has come to the door. Huh? See, there are some that will leapfrog over this scripture. This scripture I'm about to show you, they're going to leapfrog over that. I didn't see that. And I don't want to hear that. Found in 2 Corinthians. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness and lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? You know, there's a lot of sheep. And then there's a lot of wolves with sheep clothing. They're good at saying hallelujah with you. Praise the Lord. They'll even come to Bible study with you. They'll come to church with you. And then they pull off the mask. Now you in trouble. I'm just giving you what the Word of God says. Look at this. And what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Turn to your neighbor and says, we are God's people. We are God's people. And we belong only to God. We belong only to God. No one owns us. Can I get an amen? Look at this. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. There are some folks, man, all of a sudden, you thought they were holier than thou, and out of their mouth is bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Jesus Christ will come right after that. Bleepity, bleep. And then you cross their hairs. Bleepity, bleep. How dare you, bleepity, bleep. Oh, come on. Is God's word speaking the truth? I'm just the mailman delivering the mail this morning. Look at this. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And then here's another kicker. Are you getting something out of this? I know we got healing rooms. I know we got something on the agenda, but you know what? I got to take my time here. Come on. I don't want to quench the spirit right now. God, I feel God is speaking right now. God is speaking right now. Give God his moment. Can I get amen? Some of you don't come to church until Sunday, so give God now his moment. Hallelujah. But here's the kicker right here. Look at this. Sometimes people are angry. I'm getting feedback here. Sometimes people are angry with the Lord. What happened here? It is off. No, I don't hear. Yeah, here we go. All right, let's continue. Sometimes people are what? Brother Angel, do me, Brother Aiden, do me a favor. Shut off these mics. Okay. Here we go. You see, saints, they don't understand why God himself, I'm still feeling echoey here. Jesus, help us here. See, a lot of times, when God wants to flow with his message, then the enemy comes and messes with the with these things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's better, but it wasn't the same. You see, they don't understand why God had allowed hardship and pain in their lives. And in anger, they have closed their ears to him. Can I just say this? God did do nothing to you. If anything, you did it to yourself. Can I get amen? So God gives us the fix in his word. Aren't you so blessed that God has an answer for that? It's right up here. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. You see, when you give place to the devil, you're in trouble now. You don't want nothing to do with God. You think it's his fault. Oh, come on. There's some precious people that I know. They have lost a child. They've lost a spouse. They lost maybe a parent that was too young to go yet. And it was a suddenly thing. And now they're angry at God. You see, this is where us believers have to have wisdom and understanding. And if you have that opportunity to minister to them, God will open a door so that you could bring great understanding to their anger at the moment. Take them back to the garden. Take them back to the fall. Take them back that we live in a fallen world. Take them back that death is part of the sin nature. That it was not their fault. It wasn't God's fault. That we're here for a moment. You start ministering to them. You start explaining to them. You want to defer it to the nature that we have and tell them this is why Jesus came to save us from our sin. Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. Can I get amen? Oh, yes, he did. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Praise God. Praise God. How about now? Yeah. All right. Man. I thought it wanted me to. No, it wasn't that. Okay. Praise God. I'm just gonna put this in my pocket. Amen. Are we good? How about now? Are we good? No? How about now? Testing 1, 2, 3. Three, testing 1, 2, 3. You know, we have that little cliche in church, the devil's a liar. Praise God. And so, let's look at this next. Number 9, they have neglected reading and meditating on the Bible. So when you don't read your word and meditate on God, you will never hear his voice. You'll never hear him speak to you. Can I get an amen? Look at what it says in the book of Romans right up here. Look what God says to us. This is key. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? Living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, this is what God is expecting us as believers now, is to learn to walk in his ways, to learn to love him with our whole heart, soul, and mind, to learn to apply wisdom, to learn to obey him. Look at this. And do not be conformed to this world. Are you catching this? See, the world, the culture wants to conform you to its image. And so this is where you have to separate that. You got to cut that fat out of your life. Can I get amen? Because it's just going to weigh you down. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Learn to love the things of God. Learn to meditate. Learn to be in Bible study. Learn to read his word. Learn to have devotional time with your children. You know what blows me away? When my daughter, my son-in-law, and my 4 grandchildren came to visit us from Arkansas, you know, my daughter homeschooled their children, our grandchildren, they were homeschooled. They didn't know the culture. And one of the things, I was in my back office and I was watching them in the dining room. Before they went to bed every night, they all got around the table, had devotional time, and whatever they read, then Ryan, my son-in-law, would ask them, what did God say to you? To each and every one of them. And he would ask them, what did this mean to you? So they had that little devotional time. Then they had that time of prayer. And then they kissed them goodnight and they went to bed. And they do that every night. And why do they do that? So that when they get old, they will not depart from it. You see, train up a child in the way he should go. And when they go to old, they will not depart from, I believe it's Proverbs 22. They won't. And I know some of us, we got saved in our latter years. Well, guess what? God's given you an opportunity with your children now. And your grandchildren. Oh, yeah. And some of you that just got married. Well, your spouse. And then some of you that maybe later on got saved and you're married, now learn to have that devotional time with one another. It's never too late with God. Can I get an amen? But here's another thing that's kind of critical. Number one, look at this one. Some people just have a rebellious spirit. You know any people like that? Blah, 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 blah. I remember we knew a guy, and we nicknamed him Brother Know-It-All. You couldn't say anything. Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that. Oh, I already know that. Oh, I know that. So I said, that's Brother Know-It-All. And that brother used to go through 2 boxes of chewing tobacco. I said, you know, that's going to give you cancer one day. Oh, I know that. You see, my friends, they try to satisfy the emptiness in their souls with pleasures of sin rather than God. And God mentions this to Saul the king back in the times of King Saul and David. And the one thing that you and I should always have that mindset, even though God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but sometimes he won't allow his spirit to be felt by you until you get something right with him. Can I get amen? He'll put you in a desert place. Well, God will put you on a headlock so that you can cry uncle. Oh, yes, he will. But look what God, how he dealt with these folks back then. Look at this in 1 Samuel. I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. Look at this. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? This is after God told King Saul to destroy the Amorites, kill everything there, and don't bring anything back with you. He goes, oh man, I'm not going to get rid of those sheep, and I'm going to take this gold. Oh no, I'm not throwing that away. So he disobeyed God. So God had to send the prophet and call him on it. And that's the last thing you and I, we want to be called to the carpet. You ever been called to the carpet? Oh, I have many times. And you either submit or you rebel. You either humble yourself or pride sets in. Who do you think you are? Look at this. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat around. He goes, I'm giving God the best of that. God didn't want that. God wanted obedience. Some of us put things of this world in front of God. It could be anything. It could be anything. Just think of something, especially on Sundays, that you put in front of God. And remember that. And for every one of us, it's something different. Just remember, when you're doing something where you should be in the Word for that hour and a half, and not planning things around that, because you're only here for that hour and a half once a week. Let me just say this. If you put God first, his blessings will shower on you. You know why? Because you're walking now in obedience to him. But when you put idols in front of him, it doesn't, He doesn't take pleasure in that. You know what he says? I'm second fiddle to you. We said God is a jealous God. But look how he dealt with and what the prophet went on further to say to Saul. He said, rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Oh, man. Did that hit home? God removed his kingship and gave it to a little ruddy kid called David. And you know why he chose David? Because he had a man after God's heart. Turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor and say, God has given you a heart after him. And I want you to remember that. Because we're here today because you have a heart for God. You love God. You worship God. And that's part of our nature now. The world right now, they're doing their thing. Some of them are having pre-keg parties, can't wait for the NFL to come around. So they're practicing their keg parties until it finally kicks off. We're in here praising the Lord. Can I get an amen? Hey, hallelujah. Can I keep going and listen a little further? I know we had a little electronic hiccup, but God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. And look at this. Sin has prevented them from hearing God. What? Saints, look, hear me clearly. Anytime believers harbor sin in their lives, it blocks their spiritual ears. Can I get amen to that? Sin will keep you away. I want you to catch this. Sin will keep you away from this Bible, and the Bible will keep you away from sin. Can I get amen? Oh, yeah. If there's a rebellious child, you don't want nothing to do with the things of God right now. But if you read God's word, it'll uphold you and keep you away from sin. All right, preacher, you better show me that in scripture, what you're saying. Okay, I will. Psalm 66, 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Take it up with God. Don't take it up with the preacher. If there's willful sin, you putting idols in front? You putting anything in front of God and guess what? You're regarding iniquity. If there's people that you should say to them, I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? I forgive you. There's people in our lives that we still haven't forgiven. If Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Guess what? You better learn how to forgive folks too. Can I get amen? Amen. We're not exempt. We're not exempt. But look at what else God said in Isaiah. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you that he will not hear. So here you are in sin, but oh God, I need you right now. Huh? Huh? Who's calling me? But God. Huh? Who's that? Saints of God, how can we now identify God's voice? As we're coming in, we're approaching our landing spot. The sign came on, fasten your seatbelts, we're coming in for a landing. You know, the worst thing about landing, when you're coming in for a landing, rarely is it ever smooth. It's always like this. When we can't discern whether he's hearing, if we can't truly discern hearing from the Lord, our own minds will tell us something different. You see, number one, his voice will be consistent with his word. Can I get amen? Amen. Whatever he speaks in our hearts must always match what he has spoken on the printed page. Can I get amen? And that's why right here in Psalms 119, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Can I get amen? Amen. And then Jesus said this. He said this, sanctify them by your truth. Why? Because your word is true. But here's the thing. His message will often conflict with human nature. Can I get amen?
Amen?
You know, God will say something, but this flesh will say, no. No. I don't want that Baskin-Robbins ice cream. You see, sometimes the Lord may require of us something that seems beyond our abilities. But guess what? He is faithful to enable us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You know, God is able to strengthen us on whatever situation, whatever pickle we've got ourselves into. Can I get amen? And most of the times, it's self-inflicted. But look at this. God, say that with me, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Man, today's worship was off the hook. We had Sister Earl up here. Sister Dana Earl, we're blessed to have her singing praises unto God. Wasn't that pleasant to your ears? And so as we coming in for the close, look at this. The Lord challenges our faith. Do you know he challenges your faith? You know what he challenges you to do? Oh, you read this, didn't you? You came in here and you took a sneak peek of my notes, huh? Look at this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path. But his voice is often quiet and still. You know, we think that we're going to hear the big boom, the megaphone from heaven. I was talking to my sister yesterday, Sister Katarina. She was on her way to an awesome event, but then God spoke to her and she turned around and came back home. It was not for her to be there this time. And I was just saying, man, I'm going to share that in my message because you heard his voice. You heard his voice. We don't know what lied ahead of her. We don't know that. You see, instead of God answering prayers and petitions in dramatic ways, he often does it with a quiet, still voice. Can I get an amen? Now, who could remember the one? Who could remember the one in the Old Testament where it said in the Word of God, it wasn't the earthquake, it wasn't the storm, it wasn't all these things, but it was God's quiet, still voice. Who can remember that one? Elijah. Look at this. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains, broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. God speaks in a still, small voice, and you know it's Him. You'll know it's Him. You'll know it's God. You know why? Because He'll lead you to do the right thing. And why do we need to listen to the Lord as we come in? Why? I'll go quickly now. Because God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to fast forward because I still have more, but I don't want to hold you up. Because then you guys will really be going, bah, bah, bah. His voice is so that you would know that we would have assurance of salvation. You know, the devil will come to you, man, you just sinned your last sin and God now has departed from you. You're no longer a child of God. That's a lie from the pit. And you rebuke the devil and tell him where he is going to end up real soon in the lake of fire. Can I get an amen? That's a lie. And he's the father of lies. Because Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand, which we read before. Hallelujah. And I close with these statements right here. His voice, his still voice, if we have ears to hear, it's to benefit us from protecting us. And so, how many of you have learned now to listen to God's voice? Huh? Or reminded. I'm just saying, some of you are really good seasoned saints. Okay? But we all need reminding every now and then. And this is what it boils down to. What are the consequences of failing to listen to God? We're going to go quickly. You can always go to the website, download all my notes, download the PowerPoint. You can always go back. Or you can beat Sister Katharina, who comes and gets my notes right after church. Here. I look, oh, they're gone. Oh, I know who got them. Look at this, real quickly. The world will draw us away from Him if we ignore His voice. Number two, we'll be easily deceived by all the other voices. Number three, we will make costly decisions based on human reasoning rather than divine guidance. I call it our stinking thinking. No, that's just me, not you. We'll make choices that appeal to the flesh and give us what we want. Our decisions could cause us to forfeit God's best and all that He wanted us to have. I don't want to forfeit nothing. Can I get an amen? We'll miss out on the will of God for our lives and suffer consequences that could affect us for years to come. You know, someone asked me, is smoking cigarettes, is it a sin? Well, the Bible does say we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, okay? But if that doesn't get to you, you know, and you are a true child of God, you're just going to get to heaven sooner than us. Oh, some of you, it just went over your head. Oh, that just went whoop, zoop, zoop, zoop. Look at this. Our wrong decisions hurt our families because everyone suffers when one member refuses to follow the Lord's guidance. And last, there will be eternal consequences. And what do I mean by that? Rewards that God will withhold. Did you know that there's rewards in heaven for you waiting? How many of you want every reward that you've obtained from him when you see him face to face, and you want to hear these words? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. None of us want to hear this. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, that's someone that was never born again, by the way. Okay? He will not tell that to one of his. He takes us to the whooping shed. But he won't do that to us. Because I need you to remember this. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I just want to say this. Just to assure you. The churches that teach you that you can lose your salvation, it's a fear tactic. They try to keep you by fear. That's a religious spirit. God keeps you by his word. He keeps you by his word. Are we going to miss the mark? Some of us miss the mark every day. But that quote that I just quoted you, where he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. If you back up in that scripture, it says, some have prophesied in his name. Some have cast out devils in his name. Some has done many good works in his name. And then he says to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Though there are folks that have never been born again. They had religion. Some of them grew up in the church. Some of them joined a church. Some of them, remember in high school you had an ASB card? Some of them have a clergy card. I'm part of this organization. But they've never been born again. You see, for us that are born again, he can never tell us that. Because God is not a man that would lie. And when you are born again, he comes inside of you with his Holy Spirit and takes residence. So if he says, I never knew you, that would be a lie to him. Are you catching this? But I'm speaking right now to those who are logged in on Facebook. And YouTube. I'm looking right at you. God loves you. I hope some of you endured the rest of this message. Or maybe you didn't have time and you came back later on today to finish it. But here's your opportunity to surrender. God is now speaking. And if you hear his voice, the Bible says, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. God is asking you to come to him, and that God would do the miraculous in your life by faith. If that's you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you. But maybe you're here first, second time, third time, and never given your heart to Jesus. The same extended hand of grace is for you that's here as well. But pray this prayer by faith and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Saints, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Listen, my friends.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. We give you the